Thanks for listening to BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Brandon Isle, and these are your morning headlines for Thursday, January 20th, 2022. It's a rough commute on I-15 near Fort Hall this morning. Idaho State Police say freezing temperatures have created freezing fog, and that means slick roads. There have been a number of slide-offs and crashes near milepost 80, which is near Fort Hall. If you're heading in that direction, slow down, increase your following distance, and please be careful. Idaho Falls Police need your help to catch some vandals. Since January 8th, the Idaho Falls Police Department has received more than 35 reports of windows being shot with what appears to be a BB or an airsoft gun. Security footage from a Ring doorbell camera captured one incident and shows a dark-colored SUV driving down an Idaho Falls street. The vehicle slows down by a parked vehicle. You can hear a shot, and then the vehicle speeds away. Unfortunately, the license plate is unclear in the footage. Idaho Falls Police believe a group of teens are behind the crimes. The vandalism has happened downtown and between 1st and 12th Streets. If you know anything about this vandalism, call police at 208-529-1200, or you can remain anonymous and turn in a tip to Crime Stoppers online at ifcrime.org. The Idaho Museum of Natural History is hosting a free film screening next week. East Idaho News reports the film is a documentary called Remembering Bear River. On January 29, 1863, the U.S. Army killed most of the northwestern band of the Shoshone at Bear River, known as the Bear River Massacre. Filmmaker Philip Schoen explores the event and its impact in this Idaho Public Television Idaho Experience independent film. After the half-hour film, the audience can enjoy a discussion with the filmmaker and special guests. The Idaho Museum of Natural History will provide a reception and refreshments afterward. This Saturday, the Museum of Idaho in Idaho Falls is opening its first Asia-focused exhibit called Genghis Khan, Culture and Conquest. Genghis Khan is historically significant because he conquered the largest land empire in history and introduced many lasting scientific and cultural advances. Jeff Carr, the public relations manager for the Museum of Idaho, gives an overview of what visitors can expect to see in the exhibit.
So the exhibit's going to be really fun, going to immerse people in 13th century Mongolia, which is a place and time that most people don't know a ton about. And, you know, so it's got all sorts of original artifacts from that time, swords and weapons and jewelry and costumes. And you get to see sort of all sides of what it would have been like to live in that empire.
This exhibit will also feature live traditional Mongolian music to underscore the theme. Museum of Idaho tickets are available in person at $13 for adults, $12 for seniors, and $11 for students. The museum is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, visit museumofidaho.org. This has been a look at your morning news headlines for Thursday, January 20th, 2022. I'm Brandon Isle. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.